Hope everybody had a great day. I want to thank everybody for coming to support. I know how difficult it is. Once it gets earlier, you know, it's a very challenging thing to maintain the minyan, but I really appreciate being able to daven three minyanim a day for as much of the year as possible. So thank you so much. The Mishnah describes when exactly we blow the shofars. Of course, we have an institution that we blow the shofar twice. The Gemara discusses it, Kedei La'arbei V'Sasatan, to confuse the Satan, the prosecutor, as it were. But fundamentally, you would think that since that Tkiyah Shofar is a mitzvah during the daytime, normally we do mitzvahs as soon as we possibly can. Bris Milah especially, there's a halach of Zrizin Makdim in the mitzvahs. So why do we wait until Musaf, really, to do the Tkiyah Shofar? Now we do a Tkiyah Shofar, what we call the Tkiyos de Miyushav, which is again set up before Musaf, but really the primary Tkiyos are during Musaf itself. Some do it during the silent Shemon Esrei, as well as the Chazaras HaShatz. Our practice here for now is to do it during Chazaras HaShatz. So the Mishnah wants to explain that. Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yamtiv shel Rosh Hashanah, ha'sheni matkia. The second one is, meaning the time of Musaf, not during the Shacharis, that would be the first one, is when the shofar would be blown. U'vishas ha'halel, on days when there's halel, not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, because as the Gemara says, it's a time of judgment, so it's not a time for halel, of Simcha Yisera, you couldn't be singing a song, but in days of halel, like, of course, Chanukah, and the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, the full halel, on the first day only, Sukkot and Shavuos, certainly then, in addition to Chanukah, Harishon Makris HaHalel, so it's an intrinsic part of Shacharis to have the Halel. So the question is, why do we wait for Tkiyah Shofar to Musaf? So the Baal HaMor took this as a raya, as an indication that really you would say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, as I mentioned last night, during Shacharis already. The only reason that we don't blow the Shofar during Shacharis is because of a Gezerah that was made, is that the enemies of the Jewish people who had a lot of control over our own internal affairs. So they thought that we were going to war with them. The sound of the shofar was like a sound of rebellion. So they camped out around till around noontime. And then they thought the davening was over already. And they said, okay, we're out of here. We can't take it anymore. And then we would blow the shofar after they left. So basically, fundamentally, you would blow the shofar earlier in the day, which again supports the Baal HaMor's view that the Shmona Esrei should already be for Shacharis with the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars and the Tkiyas HaShofar, and it's only this Gezerah, it's only in Takana that pushed the Tkiyas HaShofar back into Musaf. So others disagree with the Baal HaMor. The Ramban famously, as we noted last night, again attacks the Baal HaMor for this view. But what you see here is something very fascinating, is that there's an intrinsic comparison in the Mishnah between Halel and its place in Shacharis, so that we understand, and Tkiyah Shofar and Davening. So once again, I think this supports the view that we've been trying to develop, that the Shofar isn't just a separate mitzvah that we attach to Davening, but it's really an intrinsic part of Davening itself. And as we spoke about, Bameh B'Shofar, that the Shofar elevates the Tfilos of the Jewish people, it elevates the Malchios, like that line that Rabbi Akiva said, Im Eino Tokelo Malchios Lama Hu Zocher. The Mishnah goes on to talk about, even though the mitzvah of shofar is the mitzvah d'oraisa, nonetheless, the rabbis said, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim, the rabbis have the power to say that you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah according to the Torah, b'sheva al taseh, telling you not to violate things, whether they're dinim d'oraisa or dinim d'rabbanan. So shofar shel Rosh Hashanah in ma'avir na labas atchom, let's say you forget the shofar outside of the boundary of the community, ven mepachin alabas agal, let's say you leave it under things that are muksa, v'lo olin ba'ilam, let's say it's in a tree, so climbing a tree is a rabbinic violation because we're concerned you might pull a branch, v'lo ruchven al gabi behema, you couldn't ride an animal to it, v'lo shatun al pnei hamayim, you can't swim to it, swimming is a rabbinic violation of Shabbos or Yantif, ein chokhin oso ben medavar shum mishum. You can't commit a losase d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, Torah level violation or rabbinic violation, to cut the shofar off the animal, whether that's with a knife or whether that's with a sickle. But you are allowed to clear out the shofar using water or wine. Again, we have to ask Dr. Resnick what the preferred fluid is. You might think that this is a problem of a rabbinic violation of tikkun kli, of fixing a vessel, which you're not supposed to do. But it's not considered fixing a vessel, at least it's not fixing a vessel in the classical sense. Just pouring liquid through the shofar would be acceptable, would not even be a rabbinic violation. We noted that you're not supposed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, that's the Gzera de Rabbah. again, an example of Yesh Koach Biad Chachamim Lakor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shev Al Tase, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah Daraisa because the rabbi has told you not to do so because we're concerned for violation of Shabbos. But that's only in the context of when you could really fulfill the mitzvah. Ein ma'akvenes ha'tinokos m'litkoa, so children, according to the Rambam, very young children who aren't even at the stage of chinuch, according to the Bartanura, children are a little bit older who are old enough to be taught, so they're allowed to take a shofar on Shabbos, because again, we're not concerned that they're going to carry it out in the public thoroughfare, we're only concerned that it's going to happen when there are individuals involved who are really capable of fulfilling the mitzvah. Aval misaskini mahem achiyomadu, and even adults in the privacy of one's home are allowed to help the children even blow the shofar on Shabbos. Now, some people say this is only on Rosh Hashanah itself because it's related to the mitzvah of the day, and those who disagree, they say, no, the only time you can't do this is on Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbos, because again, that would be part of the Gezerah. Somebody doesn't have kavana when they blow the shofar, can't fulfill their obligation. And likewise, as we spoke about before, whatever you say about the general machlokos of mitzvahs, srichos, kavana, or not, whether you think mitzvahs generally require kavana, sounds like when it comes to shofar and reading the Megillah, that there is a special din of kavana there. You have to have kavana to be motzi, so Dr. Resnick will make sure to keep everybody in mind when he blows the shofar, and everybody has to be in mind to be yotze with his sounding of the shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar, Nishma kol shofar, the way that we understand it. So certainly when it comes to shofar, we need to have kavana. What that means to have kavana is to know that we're doing this for a mitzvah. It doesn't have to mean that you have some Kabbalistic understanding of the meaning of the shofar. That's very nice. A person wants to have that. But you have to know that you're doing this because God told you to do it. As the Rambam says, when he develops a beautiful idea about the shofar, that the shofar is meant to wake us up to the reality of life, to the pressing nature of life, to the fact that our time here is limited, etc. The Rambam says the main reason that we blow the shofar is because Torah says to blow the shofar. That's the main thing to keep in mind. That's the main idea of having kavana, that we're doing this because Hashem said that it is a mitzvah.